6:43. This is 1320 WILS. Let's talk some more about the vote occurring today in the Senate to begin debate on the bill to repeal major provisions of the Affordable Care Act. Roger Abramson with us with Ameriflex, one of the nation's largest independent health benefits administrators. Roger, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, so they've opened debate. Now, what is it you're anticipating to see over the next several days then?
Well, you know, the thing about it is all this was, of course, was just a vote to have a vote. It wasn't even a vote on a bill, as we all know, and they barely got the 50 for that. Mm-hmm. And this was supposed to be the easy part. So that's not a good sign if you're somebody who's wanting to see a bill through. On the other hand, this does open up conversation about maybe cobbling together some kind of package with all these various bills and pieces of paper that are flying around into something that will get them 50 votes plus Vice President Pence's tiebreaker. So right now, I'm still pessimistic that something's going to happen, but that is just me. Perhaps that's just my nature. But over the next couple of days, this feels a little bit like Groundhog Day. We do this every day, don't we, at this point? Yeah. But we're going to see, we may see something cobbled together, or it just could be a bunch of senators bickering and taking the stage and then sitting down and nothing happens.
Ex-House Speaker John Boehner, he was speaking in Vegas, and he said that he says, no way, they're never going to repeal and replace Obamacare. He says that governors will, when it comes to the Medicaid expansion, he says that's not going away. And he believes the only thing they can really do is they can get rid of the employer mandate and the individual mandate. Do you agree with that assessment?
I think, former Speaker Boehner is making some valid points. I mean, one of the tensions that's happening is among some Republican senators and their Republican governors, the ones who accepted the Medicaid funds. And as we all know, it's very hard for states to turn down federal funding, no matter how ideological you might be. And they're getting some pressure from that point. You can remove the two mandates with very little issue, relatively speaking, because the individual mandate's not even really being enforced at this point. The Trump administration sort of suspended that. The employer mandate is not, I mean, it's there, but most employers of a certain size are already offering this stuff anyway. So if that goes away, they're still going to be offering the plan. So I could see that kind of happening because it won't have a huge change. But does it, repeal Obamacare? Mm-hmm. Not really. We're about the same process we're in before.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you talk about repealing Obamacare, what would that really mean to you? What kind of steps would warrant that word?
Well, that's a great question because I think, it means different things to different people, of course. I've long been of the belief that once President Obama had been reelected in 2012, that it was always going to be very difficult to do a root and branch removal of Obamacare, and I've always been very skeptical of that. Some people think that should still happen. For me, what it would mean is removing the marketplaces, perhaps offering some, selling states across state lines, buying insurance across state lines, and also bringing back some of those insurance policies we used to have, the high deductible, very high deductible catastrophics, the mini meds, for those folks who just don't need all of that coverage, but we still need them in the pool.
Yeah. Now, why is it so hard to get those steps done right now? What's the real holdup in doing just that?
I think it's just, as I've often said, Republicans agree they don't like Obamacare, but none of them can really agree exactly why. They all have different reasons. Some people like this, some they don't like this, and they can't get enough package together that gets enough people. We say, yes, we don't like Obamacare, but we want to keep these things and replace them with that. They haven't cobbled that package together. There's been no coordination, quite frankly, as much as the White House wants to kind of yell at their congressional friends down Pennsylvania Avenue. They haven't really coordinated very well. The House and Senate haven't. There's no coordination.
So could you get rid of the exchanges, allow selling insurance across state lines, and maintain the Medicaid expansion? I mean, would that somehow work just to do those things?
I think it would definitely be an improvement. I think you'd have to put some more expansion in with health savings accounts and those sorts of things as well for folks who can deal with those kinds of policies but also have them in the systems. I think there's a different various menus, we can put together to have what would be at least an improvement. I don't know if it would be the gold standard, but an improvement. But they don't have anybody coordinating all of that to get those votes, at least not that we can see. And that's where we're kind of waiting on.
Okay. So in your view, are we going to continue digging ourselves into some kind of a financial hole with health care in the foreseeable future?
Unfortunately, at the moment, it looks that way. Even even the House on the House version of the bill decided at the very end of the day to throw a few through $100 million into helping folks with their pre-existing conditions with those rising premiums. So even Republicans have fallen for the usual specter of, well, when all else fails, quote unquote, throw money at it. So right now, yeah, it's going to continue.
Okay, and you're give me your prediction then. Are we going to see anything come out of the Senate after it's all said and done?
My hunch is right now, I still would go with no, because that's the pessimist in me. But if something does, it'll be a very light kind of repeal. The term they're using today is skinny repeal, where basically we'll repeal it effective, say, 2019. Mm-hmm. We can announce we repeal it, but really never do anything, and then give them some time to maybe put something together. I think that's the best you'll see. I hope I'll be surprised, and I hope I'm wrong.
And who's going to be happy about that in terms of people out there? Who's going to applaud the fact that there isn't really a major repeal here?
I don't think anybody is. This is kind of come. This is starting to come off like a punch list when you buy a house. You know, finally they say, you know, I need you to fix this part over here, and they finally do it after the fifth time, and they're going to move on. I think everybody is so tired. I don't think it's going to fix any of the uncertainty. It's just going to add more. And I think at the end of the day, people just want to move on. And I think the Republicans have really lost the opportunity here. And I think they know it.
You say it won't fix the uncertainty. That means the insurance companies can continue to raise premiums through the roof, saying it's uncertain. Is that it?
Yeah, because that's, you know, and that's what they do. I don't personally work for an insurance company. I work with them. But, of course, that's how they play the political game. And anytime you raise the premium, it's for some reason it's uncertain, or we didn't get this funding, or some this here. And that's unfortunately how that's going to go. And then you're going to see folks on the other side of the aisle exploit that. And, you know, the Republicans aren't careful. They may open up an appetite for something I don't think a lot of people want, even some Democrats. And that's, of course, universal single payer. I don't think America's ready for that. But I think the appetite may grow for it, and we may have to deal with that.
Really, because they're not taking action now, more aggressive action now, you're saying?
Because it's, essentially a punt. Essentially, you know, at the end of the day, well, this really doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Nothing we've tried has worked, and gosh, we need to cover everybody. Well, let's just try single payer, even if it's a light single payer at the beginning, maybe opening up Medicare for folks 55 and over. That's still a pretty strong thing to do. As I said, if Republicans aren't careful, if they don't fix this thing or come off well, you may see that pendulum swing, and they may end up with something that you know is never going to go away. Once that's there, that never goes away.
Right. And That's quite a vision. Roger Abramson, he's with Ameriflex, one of the nation's largest independent health benefits administrators, myameriflex.com. Check him out there. Roger Abramson on WILS. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, sir. Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Enjoyed it.